Welcome to the Professional Ag Marketing Podcast. If you want a deep dive into the ag markets and risk management strategies, your search is over. Come here after every Friday to get your weekly commodity recap. Trading commodity futures and options involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors. This is your host, Mike Miner. Let's get started. Today is April 5th. I've got Jeff here with us today. How's it going, Jeff?
You know, it's going pretty good, I think, Mike. It's been an interesting week when you think about the livestock markets, that's for sure.
Doesn't cut it, does it? We started the week out how we ended it here. We were down about 380 on the June today. That put you at 172 on the fat cattle. On Monday there, we were down about 492 and a half. So in between here and there, we had some flat days, but some pretty rough trade overall this week, Jeff.
The week before, the Monday before that, we would have been putting pretty well new highs in, you know, in that 186 area. So now we're talking about $14 off the highs on most of these cattle futures.
Can you tell me why?
We got lots of reasons, I guess.
Let's start with the big one.
The big one. So we're probably not giving as much credit to the bird flu situation in the dairy cattle and whatnot as some others are, Mike. As we've kind of kicked that round quite a bit. We think it's maybe more of a bit of a catalyst of some things that were starting to pile up a little bit anyhow. So, there's a lot of money moving around in between these markets, and that's what's probably been one of the more interesting things this week.
So explain the bird flu situation to us.
So just simply, as you guys have probably caught on different news articles, we've got the bird flu getting into some dairy cattle. Some of those dairy cattle were transported around, of course, into some different states and seen some more positive results, and then had the one human case. Boy, I don't remember if that was middle of this week or tail end of last week, where, certainly wasn't proved that they came from the cattle. It could have came from a bird of some sort as well. But one of the workers on a dairy tested positive for the same strain. And that's, then from there you have to try to decide how big of a deal does the news media make it out to be, right? And we've seen some crazy stories coming across our desk this week that are really concerning. Even some that are out there indicating that has the potential to be way worse than COVID-19 and, talking about pandemics and all that stuff. So it's hard to know. We just keep saying this week, let's be careful not to underestimate crazy, right? I mean, we've seen that over the past couple of years as things get blown out of proportion quite a bit more than what you would think would be possible.
So what are some of the other things that have piggybacked along with this, Jeff, then?
Well, I think as this week comes to a close and we've reflect back over, this week as well as a chunk of last week, this might be one of the first times in this kind of part of the half of the cattle cycle, if you will, that we're potentially seeing some change in consumer activity. So what I'm talking about there is obviously the consumer starting to trade down as far as their protein choices and where they spend their protein dollar, right? So that list, is really starts with the high priced choice meat and some of the high priced cuts on that choice suffering a little bit in the past week. We've now got choice down under $300. And then what's interesting about that, of course, is you're basically right on top of where the select is. So that, that spread came in basically right at a dollar yesterday afternoon between choice and select. So, that's always it's obviously very narrow. $10 is not crazy uncommon for this year. So there's a seasonal factor to that as well. But I think we just see a lot of signals. You look at what the 90% lean trim has been doing. That's crazy high. There's a lot of signals to show that the really expensive cuts getting a little weaker here. Some of the cheaper beef grinding beef, select grade beef, has really been holding its own. So you look at that. You also then switch over and look at what pork product values have done this week, and they've outperformed our expectations once again. Probably going to end the week here at $98, and that's obviously going to be more than what we would have expected. So you start to wonder, are we seeing, some of that consumer dollar move from those expensive beef cuts even trickle down into the pork arena? And that's something, it's obviously not a new idea, right? We've been talking about that for probably more than a year. I would just say this is the first time that maybe we're starting to see some evidence of that. Now, caution, that's, 5, 6, 7 days worth of data, right? So I would be really careful to make any huge assumptions there. But like I said, what's important to us or what's interesting is first time that we can really see that maybe start to be a thing.
From a seasonal perspective, it's probably a little bit disappointing that it's supposed to be, cutout's supposed to be going up quite aggressively here too, isn't it, from this time frame? And we're going the wrong way in general. We're just headed the wrong direction on it.
I think that's a fair point. And we've been watching that for a while. We do think we've had a early start to the, I don't know if I dare call it grilling season, but the weather has been really conducive, I think, to a little extra protein consumption here. And that's, we've been watching that. That's been our opinion. Didn't really think beef would have to actually suffer and take some lower prices, week over week because of that early start. But basically what I'm suggesting is, we need to expect less than normal seasonal bump. And obviously on the beef side, that's actually turned into a bit of a decrease here. So maybe there's something there. I mean, what's interesting about beef demand is, and I always thought it was maybe more heat, but you get to the back half of summer, Mike, every year you start to see a pretty decent decrease in beef demand. We always kind of chalk that up to, it's 100 degrees instead of 85, right? When you go into July and the first half of August. But maybe there's something to this. Run out the first couple times you start the grill and you spend money on expensive steaks and all this fun stuff. And the third or fourth time you go back to the store, you start paying a little bit more attention to price tags of the stuff you're purchasing.
Definitely a theme. Well, what else can you tell me about the livestock markets today?
Well, we mentioned the money flow. That's also been really interesting this week. We do think the cattle market and the hog market is pretty well connected at the hip, and money has been trying to flow out of the cattle. And today we saw it again. I don't think the hogs, they got some pretty positive fundamentals in the last couple of days when you think about product and cash values. But I think they were getting a little extra help as this money wants to exit the cattle market on a day like today being, a good $3 lower. Still want to be long some protein, so they're coming into the hog market. That's going to be, there's some money that can switch hands there, but I don't know how much longer we can really trade that. We've seen open interest decreasing in the cattle, increasing in the hogs. Obviously, the spread itself, it's got a long ways it could go. Cattle are still crazy high compared to hogs, even though how much we've adjusted that here recently. But so it'd be interesting. I would expect to see some more of that as you go into next week and you start looking at some of these cattle charts, for an example. And we're down. I think the June would be the most important. We had some consolidation, maybe some support on the way up in that $1.70 range. We're at $1.72 today, so seems like it wouldn't be too tough to take another $2 out of there now that we've broken it this hard. And then, I'm probably going to start looking really hard at those lows from December, and they were in the mid 160s. So you got another $6 to $8 to go, to kind of hit some of those spots, but anything can happen in this kind of market. That is for sure.
The important part I think on this is basically we need 70 degree weather. At the end of the day, the bird flu problem goes away. As we get hotter here, the birds stop migrating, things like that. So if we can get that, it'll become a non-factor. We should be able to get beyond this. It's just if it's opened or shown us an underlying problem,
other than just the bird flu situation, Jeff.
The other thing that's going to happen if we get 70-degree weather, Mike, is we're going to want to plant some corn. Is that going to happen next week?
The market sure thinks so. April 15th on this week, it looks a little bit better on availability for planting. So the corn futures did step back there a couple days. Looking at that weather forecast for better planting window. That'll be coming up real fast. We're probably going to get to talk a heck of a lot more about United States weather coming up here and the impact that's going to have on prices, along with planting progress, which we saw this week has started a phenomenally fast pace compared to normal, what, 2% versus 1, things like that. So
twice as fast as normal.
Yeah, we'll keep talking about that here in the future. Thanks, Jeff.
And thank you to all our listeners. Please reach out to us at ProfessionalAgMarketing.com. Check out our other podcast as well, Professional Ag Marketing, that's released every Friday. Trading commodity futures and options involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors. See you next time.